Hey,
Aricado.
Say we go die, we go fight you. Poverty no fit touch me, no. Yeah, jam. I know the fear hunger. See me, I know these roads. I fit to hold my own from baby to sundown. We the hustle on the low, never ever make small money.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the MC Know podcast. As usual, I'm here, MC Know myself, I'm here with Mamiya, my
Hello.
New host. Today, our topic on this podcast is safe spaces in Ghana, and to help us dissect the topic properly, I have two hosts here with me. You might probably know them from Twitter, or you might know them because one of them is a superstar.
Jeez.
Yeah. Just introduce yourself, since she's already laughed.
Hi, I'm a selfie.
Hey, superstar.
Superstar.
Okay, so I have a selfie here, and you are?
I'm Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah, people right. Call me Remy though. So.
So, today, safe spaces, we're going to look at how safe spaces operate and how they fit in our Ghanaian society, since the podcast is a society and culture podcast, so... So everyone, where do I start from? Superstar, what's your idea of a safe space?
Okay, so a safe space is a place where people can come together and talk about their problems and feel very protected, and also get guidance, to be able to get guidance and counseling as well, where they wouldn't feel like they'll be mocked or bullied or anything of that sort.
That's cool. How about you, Jeremy, though?
Basically, my idea of safe space is like if I'm ever in need of a safe space, I want a place where people can actually share my sentiments. You know,
okay.
Like not just it's a safe space so anybody with any problems. I want it to be. I go here because I'm mugged, because I'm this way, because I'm gay, or because I'm straight, or you understand? Like it's a safe space. Themed for that.
No one is going to mock you in our society for being straight though, so well, I mean if it was another society where they are predominantly gay people,
well, yeah,
and you are straight,
I just wanted to give a rough
sense.
Analogy.
So
it's a space to a large extent really has a provides for a certain group of people. They are usually in my little knowledge, I feel like they're usually very specific. Okay, safe space for anti-sex, like
okay.
Sexual violence, rape. Those people
make sense.
Makes sense. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
How about you, Mamiya?
I think I agree. It's a place where you go to be like consoled with irrespective of what you're going through. When you get there, you wouldn't feel like I'm the only one going through this. Yeah, you can relate with them, they can relate with you. And right now it sounds more like sex, maybe drugs or weed or something, whatever you're going through. Yeah,
alcohol.
We're all drunk,
we're
trying to like get out of it.
Who help who, but well, that's
the
whole idea.
The idea.
So
yeah.
let's look at this. According to Merriam-Webster dictionary, a safe space is a place intended to be free of bias, conflict, criticism, or potentially threatening actions, ideas, or conversations. So basically, all of us, the ideas we've shared sort of fit into this narrative. Safe spaces in Ghana, right? How do they fit in our societies? Because you realize that our Ghanaian society isn't as welcoming to the idea just yet. But then you find a new group of people trying to change the narrative, trying to create a space for people who are probably marginalized in society due to their sexual orientation or maybe something they might have gone on in their past. Do you understand? So probably mm-hmm. rape victims, marginalized in society, people who are gay or
addicts.
Drug addicts. So all of those things. So how do you think they fit in our society, Mamiya?
So I just want to make one thing straight there.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a society where some things are like, you know, last season you did depression.
Right.
let's say a 17-year-old or something, you're going to tell your mom, depression, mini depression. Like, you can't even say some things. You know, outside, there are people that get, you know, they're back from jail and whatnot, and then they are even their own family members, you know, advise them, oh, you know, go for an AA meeting, okay,
But there are also people where they're not accepted, so then they have to find solace in such safe spaces outside.
Outside, exactly. Yeah. But I just feel like where, like, we've all grown, the society we are in, this Ghana we are inside, exactly. Like, it's difficult. Even when you have made your own decision that, oh, hey, I'm going, I feel like I can. The person you're even going to tell that, oh, this is the decision I've made, because, you know, you feel like that person's your confidant, that you're going to tell the person that this, that. The person might even, like, shut you down or something. So yeah, I feel like, not like it's not accepted, because apparently it's going on, but I just feel like it's something we are yet to, you know, fuse
into our society.
But what do you think?
I feel like there was one very important thing she mentioned about how you go to your mom with, I'm depressed. What's the meaning of depression? I can really deep that on a personal level, because I have this very close friend who is, I don't know whether he's acting out of rebellion. Like, he's literally against every societal norm that Ghanaians usually have. He's like against every one of them.
Did he grow up in Ghana?
He lived for a while in
Australia. Can't live in Latabi or Kwashi and be behaving like this.
I wanted to come to a point, being that
maybe.
At a point in Ghana, he was very depressed, and he kept telling his friends that, like, mom, I don't feel right. I'm sad all the time. I'm too sad. They're like, oh, don't worry, be happy. Go and watch TV. And he kept realizing that nobody cares. Like, and I feel like largely might be to sometimes where we come from. Because our parents probably were not being touchy with feelings like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so how are you doing today? Like, that kind of intimate relationship. So
they don't even know what's going on with
so
you.
So although this guy's parents are actually lecturers, very educated people, he said he's very sad, and they didn't think through it. They felt it was like...
The funny thing on the previous season, last season's episode of Depression, there was a cast, or I had someone on, who had a friend that her parents refused to buy her antidepressant.
I remember.
Because they didn't believe she was depressed.
Just think about it.
So we are drifting away from the safe spaces, though. But if you realize that people who are marginalized hardly have a chance to fit into society.
Yeah.
So then there's a need to create
a safe space.
Sometimes they just talk. Sometimes they don't want to fit through. They want to just, like, have somebody to listen to them.
Yeah, they want to know I'm not the only one,
like,
Ibab.
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm not weird.
Yeah.
There's people.
How about you, Sophie? You are part of the Safe Space Foundation.
Yes,
so
yes.
Throw some light.
So, basically, like, we know that Ghanaians, or how the Ghanaian society is set up, doesn't allow for people to marginalize people to find solace. So, something like the Safe Space is for rape victims, educating about consent, and basically, like, creating a safe space for people who have been sexually harassed or abused, okay? Whether male or female. And we are trying to even bring more
whether
males.
Male or female.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of my friends were raped.
Please.
Very few
Sophie
male
continue.
Friends want to admit that they've been sexually harassed.
Male.
Yes. Very few male people. You might be sexually harassed and then you want to own it.
Exactly.
You want to be like,
it was
me. She take dash me, but she really
she
take dash
actually
me.
Rape
you.
You
were sleeping and she tried some things without your consent.
Yeah.
You allowed it.
You know something about rape?
Really.
A lot of guys do not come out.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do not come out about rape and sexual harassment because they feel like they feel shame, especially like maybe I don't know, they feel like, oh, if they say that they were emotionally affected by what happened, their friends will laugh at them.
Yeah,
but in actual fact, they were not okay with it. And sometimes some men are raped by other men, they cannot come out about it because they feel very, very ashamed. And
these safe spaces create
a very, very, very good environment for men and women alike to come and feel free and get the counseling they need.
The foundation just takes care of rape victims?
Yeah, mostly sexual harassment.
Sexual?
Okay,
right.
Okay, makes sense.
Mostly sexual harassment and consent, things to do with all that.
Okay.
And depression and all those things. But
is it a lot, though? Because I saw, like, just about two on the internet. There's one at Trasaco and there's one at, I think, Tessano.
The Safe Space Foundation.
That's location-wise.
There are a couple of them. Location-wise, they may not be a lot, but then they may exist so that in case maybe someone wants to, yeah.
But how do you
know,
find
them? You know, actually, because of the safe space, right, someone came up to me one time on social media that one person was trying to blackmail her with her nudes. Do you understand? And like, that is against the law.
Yeah,
it is harassment. People don't know this.
I don't have the right to say, give me money, so I'll post it. Also, I'll post your nudes.
Yeah, you can't say that. Oh, like you sent me this. I'm going to threaten you. If you don't do this, I'll post it. Yeah. It's against the law. It's illegal. And he will, as much as the guy is trying to destroy her life, he's also destroying his life, because once we catch him, he is also going to jail.
Are you sure? Ghana redeal.
But it works. Some laws
foundation
work.
is backing the person.
You. Yes, okay. You understand. You would actually.
But you remember Appleton? Remember Appleton's case?
Yeah. Webpool photography. Yeah.
He was getting nudes from children.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the correct case of laws working.
The law, you know, she was young too. So, So this one, as much as, so we as the foundation, like, when she told me, I was like, look, we are going to deal with this. Just get me his number, get me his school,
anything whatsoever.
Kick him out, everything. And then he had to apologize to her and tell her that. Look,
just that.
And tell her, look,
you can't be doing some things.
He didn't do it, did he?
No, he didn't. But
if he posts it anywhere, or if we see it, and we will know it's him. Yeah. So we will definitely like destroy his life.
Number one target.
Once you make him understand that he might be lying that he has deleted it, but if we see it there, he will make sure we'll take
He will, exactly. So these safe spaces, like, and the normal system, what's she going to do about it? She'll be sad, she'll cry, and then she'll go and commit suicide because she doesn't have anybody to talk to.
That's
who
true.
Does she get to talk to about?
Yeah, it does.
Get that extreme.
It does.
I won't kill myself because my nudes.
You are different. You're not the same as someone.
You don't know maybe what she has to lose. So these safe spaces, right? Yeah, it creates an avenue for people who are struggling with all sorts of harassment and abuse to come and share and then feel safe and secure.
Yeah. Do you guys think safe spaces will be successful in Ghana?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
I won't answer right away because the demographic when it comes to Ghana is very some way. There's things that we are willing to, we are opening willingly, we are accepting more, like foreign culture, like when it comes to activism and like pro-choice and things like that.
Okay.
Because safe spaces is usually about pro-choice, because like you should be able to choose a certain lifestyle and not be oppressed as long as it's legal. You understand? But because Ghana itself, certain things are not legal. You understand? You cannot say, oh, I feel like marijuana use is not a big deal, so I want a safe space to how do you call it?
Justify that.
It. Yes.
There's nothing.
Because it's kind of illegal.
True.
So something like that, I can't tell unless certain things in the laws change.
With maybe homosexuality.
Homosexuality, maybe, for example.
People
the laws haven't
want
changed.
To feel free and so have a safe space where they could feel protected. Yeah, it's against the law, so they cannot.
So it cannot really blow. It can't be as successful as other safe spaces.
I feel
spaces.
Like most the problem with most safe spaces is financial aid. If it gets the enough financial backing, we can actually, if it gets enough financial backing, we can actually go with human rights activists. Like,
and
you
fight
don't
for that, right?
Yeah, because looking at how the matter would have been dealt with the guy if he did post whatever he wanted.
Exactly.
Like, you can't be doing it for everyone if there's no money.
Yes.
That's true.
You get it. So
let's be honest. No policeman has time for you like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you don't know somebody up there, he's not going to take on your keys.
Yeah, up there.
Yes, like has to be up there because your nude pictures, massa, he has to go and stand on the traffic.
And you know how Ghanaians are. They are coming to ask you. So you yourself, why did you send it?
The society itself hasn't reached that place where people are given the freedom they deserve.
Exactly.
So safe spaces is an iffy. I don't think every safe space might be tolerated or might be successful in Ghana. At least not right now in the near future.
And Ghanaians want to see some influence, maybe.
Not in the near future.
If there's someone, you know, we all know
right.
who's actively, you know, participating or advocating for it, then maybe they would, you know, put their eyes on the floor and see the essence.
Personally, I feel like it won't be as successful as we want it to be because of the misconceptions about it. Because the older generation that controls much part of our society are not, one, they are not open to the idea
at all,
because they feel like talking about your problems is just like going to your friend and just like telling him what's up. If he advises you, cool, but if he doesn't, then it means you have to live with whatever you have till. But then here's a case where trying to create a space where people will be accepted will be hard, in a sense that how many people are willing to come together and say that, okay, I have a problem. Let's talk about it. And whoever they talk about it with, what is the assurance that they'll get the needed help? Do you understand?
I get you.
So it's either I'm just telling you my problem or I'm telling you my problem for you to help me.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So it comes down to either you're helping me or you are not.
And but then you shouldn't doubt the power or the effect of support groups. They actually really, really help people in their trauma, in their problems.
What are the advantages?
Okay, so when you bring your problems to a trauma group, first of all, you meet people who are just like you, okay? And then there will be a leader or a group of leaders or counselors there, and then they will address each problem that you mention, and then give you ways and means to overcome.
You get a psychologist to talk to.
Yeah, you may get a counselor or.
Okay, you don't be the money.
It's all about financial aid.
Experts on board. If you are big enough. If you are big enough.
But you know what?
Do the Ghanaian experts buy into the idea?
That's the thing.
That's
what's coming out. Because there's a lot of people who feel like.
There are some Ghanaian counselors who still don't believe in depression.
Yeah. No.
Hey,
honestly. Honestly.
Counselor.
Yes.
I doubt. They see too many cases of
depression. Yeah, there are some work counselors.
I'm telling you.
Maybe if a girl comes. Okay. Like,
personally,
I've committed abortion. They'll start preaching to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's not the right thing.
They won't ask you whether you were forced to or whether you wanted to.
It's not even
were you
about
ready?
Being forced though.
Was it like your choice? That kind of thing.
They'll just bring in the biblical aspect.
The judgmental aspect.
Society as a whole in Ghana, is not ready for people to be
safe.
It's not ready for
people. You know, speaking of the older generation,
something just came
in mind.
We're not liberal.
I'm thinking about maybe I'm going to tell my mom. I mean, she wouldn't do this. Hi, mom. But but then I'm thinking about, you know, our moms are, you know, they are known to be prayerful and stuff. You go and tell her that, oh, maybe I'm going through this or that.
Mm-hmm.
She would just, you know, if she's, you know, literate, she would just act oblivious to the fact that there could be something actually wrong with you. And then they'll just start looking at the spiritual aspects.
Mommy,
with the ankle bonfire or something.
Can you wrap your mind around this? Don't you think that to a large extent, we can't really criticize them in the sense like, they are not doing enough.
I mean,
knowing full well that is just literally the same training they had, and they turned out. They think they turned out fine.
Exactly.
You see, you think you turned out fine with just
handing everything to
God. They didn't turn out fine.
No, they think they turned out fine by just handing everything to God.
And how are you going to prove to them that they didn't turn out fine? And are they ready to listen to you telling them they didn't turn out fine?
Because they will tell you to go to church.
Because so that's how the whole thing.
They think everything is spiritual in the first place.
The thing about it is, when it comes to religion, is that when you want to correct things about religion, that most of these religions, there are doctrines in them that tell you that correcting it is part of the wrong.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, if you try and tell your mom that, no, I mean, it's not everything we take to God. She'll read a scripture why you should take everything to God.
I'm not saying
everything take to God. I'm like, some things shouldn't be God only. Like, take me to an expert. I want to sit in a psychologist's office, and I want him to use the school he has gone to get me out of that depression.
Yeah.
I don't
parents will even ask you who's paying for that psychologist
somewhere to do some mirror.
You see,
I don't want to offend anybody's, you know, religion,
I mean, me, I'm a Christian. God put psychologists there for a reason.
For us, sometimes.
So we need to utilize them. But then the problem with psychologists in Ghana or psychiatrists in Ghana is they charge so much for one session.
How much is it per session? Do you have a fair idea?
It depends.
It actually depends, but it's expensive to go for
Is there a test? Because you know some people do tests to see, you know, the level of your problem before they charge.
It's actually everywhere. And I feel like we should, like...
Or it causes an arm and a leg in Ghana.
But there are some places where expect care is not expensive. There are some places where expect care is available in hospitals. Do you get it? So
then the hospital, the hospital itself is there. It's not... one of your sound class.
Okay, psychologists now, they are like pricey. I mean, they are pricey everywhere.
It can fit in our system. Doctors and counselors can be put, or psychiatrists and counselors can be put in Kolebu. They can be put in 37. 37 has a couple.
But they've made themselves.
They can be put in Accra Ridge Hospital. Ubab. They can actually be put there if they want to be there. But here's a case.
They want to make money.
That's the thing. Maybe if they are there, maybe if they are 37 or Kolebu, no, they won't make as much as they would if they were on their own.
The problem is. The problem it's not is that actually it's bigger than we are looking at it. Psychologists are there.
It goes actually a very long way.
People go to psychology. People do clinical psychology. Them did there. But the thing is, a lot of the education system in Ghana is geared towards, I'm doing this, I'll get money.
That's true.
Most people are in their fields not for the love, especially the healthcare. I'm somebody who's a health student, you understand? And if you do a survey in my class right now, a lot of people tell, I hear say radiography, some money day, some side. Locum, some like locum, if you're a radiographer and you're doing MRI, you can cash out this. And if you manage to get your own place there, nothing about, very rarely do you hear something about,
I feel for the people,
you know, like I want to help get you better. You know, so because of that, you have psychologists who are actually there and that they want to charge $100 a session because the thing, they went to school because they want to make money.
You know, there's this psychologist on Twitter, Dr. Carol. She actually has a website, Thrive. Is it Thrive Ghana or something? Mm. Yeah.
Tell her, let me selfie be like I didn't.
Yeah, you hit the bush.
So she posts a lot about mental health, and she posts very helpful things on Twitter. I think you can book through her site, but she's quite a busy person, so to get her, it's not easy. I feel like the good counselors, right? The good counselors are few,
right?
Yeah, when so we have some other counselors saying just anything.
How do you guys in the event that
was that a shot? Was that a shot at somebody? Please mention it.
She just appreciate.
At or
just
appreciate. Sophie at or didn't.
Oh, some counselor.
Now you, Jeremy, this thing we all heard of GI. You
okay. The podcast has to be fun. It has to be fun.
Let's see.
No, please, so I beg.
If in the events that safe spaces are introduced to a Ghanaian setting, do you honestly, honest answer? Do you think?
Do you what? Can you пожалуйста повторите? Come again.
Oh, man, this is not a Russian class, okay?
Oh, small Russian.
Okay, so I'm saying that in the events that safe spaces are introduced to a Ghanaian society, do you guys think they will be accepted? And if they are accepted, do you think they'll work effectively?
Okay, so I'm sure most of the safe spaces will be accepted, if not all. However, managing it will be really difficult. And also, I feel like some people actually need those safe spaces in order to come out, because they do not know, like, especially when I spoke about the men who have been abused thing, you have to give them a place where they feel safe and comfortable to come. So they need it. They need it for their own mental health.
Imagine you meet your friend in a place. Oh, Charlie, you see them rape you.
Oh, no.
That's a misconception about it. That's how someone will feel going
to the two of you can actually get there. And then you forget that you are in the same position.
It's like you can actually share a joke about it. Yeah. So it has to grow to that point where and personally, I feel they will only be accepted only if there are proven results of their work. In a sense that someone comes to you with this problem and you've been able to prove
solve
that.
It.
Yes, I helped the person out, and the person is the better person now. The person has improved.
Imagine someone in society, everybody looks up to him, comes out one day, like, but you know, I was a part of this safe space organization. Exactly. This happened to me, and they helped me, and you'll be inspired. But I wanted to come back to that, to the repeating point. I feel like when something's as sensitive as that, when you meet somebody there, you're not going to joke about it.
You're not going to joke about at all.
As and sensitive as rape, in particular. Mm-hmm. Maybe you two are drunk.
It's Alan. Wow.
Even if it's about being a drunk.
Oh no!
Don't go to AA. Comic songs, you know, like that 3 seconds will be, it'll be very odd.
You're just looking at each other like.
Okay. Oh, you see they come here. Okay.
Oh yeah, well, everything right. Cool. Are they cool?
Next week you go come. Yeah.
The Safe Space Foundation has really forced to do was like they do some monthly self-defense classes where they teach women how
just
to
women?
Defend themselves. Mostly women because okay. of how you know how women are built. We are we are not so strong or we are not so and
that's,
men
that's
can easily overpower
us. That's
so
understandable.
They do self defense classes at sometimes they go in gym or any other location we get. It helps women who don't feel safe, maybe outdoors, they can defend themselves easily. Yeah.
That's cool.
When men are harassed, Sophie, in your opinion, right? Mm-hmm. Is it really a matter of is it the same way, like how men overpower women and then they just like take
yes,
advantage of everybody? Do women actually overpower a man? Like,
yes.
Hold your hands together.
They drug the kind.
They drug. Like, they just drug.
I feel like it's really about chemical abuse.
There's overpowering. There was a video on Twitter about this Zimbabwean guy.
Yeah, he was being pinned down by women.
Yeah, by women.
Oh, multiple.
Women, multiple, yeah, fine. But one person,
multiple
then.
But still rape.
No, but you
multiple
know,
doesn't change.
You know, no, we get it, but like, it would, yeah.
But
an older woman can rape a small boy.
An older woman can rape a small boy. And in as much as like, he wasn't struggling, right? You know, children don't really know what's going on. So, in as much as I don't know what's going on, he's a child. Message, yes. Yeah. And
so he's watching,
but I
feel
like someone like Allen, yeah? And Allen is being pinned down. A part of me really feels like he would just like enjoy it and
no,
like J.I.
No, please. No, please. If it is not consented, please, I would enjoy it.
It's not consented.
Let me explain
something. I would enjoy it,
let me explain something.
What if when it starts, you start enjoying it?
No.
Men make those arguments.
Let me explain.
It's wrong.
I feel please on the table.
Let's say Allen is a kid.
Right.
And then somebody is a woman, mm-hmm. A grown woman, maybe he's 15.
No, but Allen now, that's what you are saying.
Oh, Allen now. Allen now,
can't be
he wouldn't enjoy it because he...
If it's not consented.
You know, it's
it happens.
It's a chemical reaction. Like, maybe you can easily get like make a guy get
right.
an arousal,
okay.
but it doesn't
mean
that's
I'm down
wants.
For it. What if your comes give me some infection I'm not ready for?
Exactly.
No, I'm ready for a large extent to that statement about making it look like it's just physical. Because there is ED, there's erectile dysfunction, and it's usually because of mental stress.
Mm.
Yes, ED. There are people there, premature ejaculation, within 3 seconds of seeing you just naked, then poof, it's a sexual dysfunction.
So
there are people that will not even get an arousal because they are stressed. Maybe job, he's thinking about something, marital problems, like, why don't get hard, I want to eat. So if I'm under stress, a man being pinned down by eight women.
Do you know, let me explain.
I don't think I'll get an erection.
Let me explain.
You have to really concentrate
it's actually
on my penis.
It's a chemical. That's you. It's actually
you
like...
You see, that's the thing. It's, that's
you
just
know
you.
Women are raped and they can actually get wet.
Yeah.
They are being raped and they are
getting...
Now they're selling you out.
It's not selling you out.
No, it's like your body is selling
you out. Yeah, your body is selling you out.
It's the same thing with the boys getting the erection.
Okay, yeah.
It's your body's reaction.
But I feel like it's more gendered.
You would be...
It's not what?
It's more gendered. Because with women, it's conk. Even if you put a pencil, they will get wet. Because the body... Oh, it's vibration.
No,
it's not...
No, wait, relax.
I don't think
so. Would you hear me out for a minute?
Okay.
It is actually science. Because if there is no lubrication there, you rupture. It's like your body's way of protecting yourself. The lubrication is not for sexual pleasure for the man who... You're not getting wetter, the man will feel it too. So you don't hurt yourself. Because there will be tears
but
without
it doesn't,
the lubrication.
It doesn't... It's not always that.
I don't think it's always
sometimes
that.
Sometimes...
So for
no
women...
So they actually end up rupturing them. That's how
come
women...
Yeah, that's how come...
You will still get hurt because it's not something you want to do. And because sex is
so
rough.
So that's how come girls get hurt.
No, it's because rape is rough. When you're having consent, like... consented sex.
But people have rough sex and don't rupture anything.
No, they do. They just that it's what they want, so they're not going to complain at the police station that I'm hit. Did you see that Twitter this girl who posted a thread about how she wanted rough dick and then she collapsed and they took her to the ER. They said her womb was past her rib cage.
I saw that thing.
This is an example of actual damage
behind,
from sex,
it was
but
behind.
With consent. Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes. So I'm trying to tell you that you can't get damaged.
No, but that's different.
I'm
that's not rape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my point. My point was that the lubrication is there, and it's not because your body is selling out, it's protecting you. So for women, whether you like it
I'm,
or not,
I'm saying that, I'm also saying that it's not always, it's and it's not, and you can't judge a person's, like, you can't say a person's rape is false because the person was wet when
of
you
course
put it
you can't
in, or the person was hard. It doesn't mean the person wants you, it's a reaction from you being so close to his penis. That is it.
Now so the safe places,
yeah,
mm-hmm. It seems to me, it seems more like the ones in Ghana are more, you know, concerned about, you know,
sexual harassment.
Do they, some for like alcohol, alcoholics or something?
Because they are, like, we don't like to admit it,
there are drug addicts
in Ghana, cocaine addicts. And they need help.
Cooking. You know, the thing with people who like taking a lot of alcohol.
The reason you have a certain, like, I don't know how to say, the need for help is something that's illegal in the first place. You're not very willing to come out today. Like, I'm a cocaine addict. Why do you have cocaine in the first place? You're not supposed to.
How do you even get cocaine? It? How do you? Have
so
it?
So the people so who are going to help you will be
granted
crying.
A safe space. This is why it's called a safe space. Exactly. Because you are being protected.
But you don't trust.
You're not supposed to tell the person who your plug is. No, you're supposed to come there and seek
just
help.
Just tell them that I have this problem.
Exactly.
So I want you
guys.
They're not supposed to sell you out. That's where their credibility comes in. That's where the credibility of the safe space comes in. Because people know that they can trust you when they come with this.
So what if I manage a safe space, and then you come this cocaine issue.
It's like being a counselor.
Like I automatically panic small or that. Hey, what if they know you come here?
It's totally fine to panic, but what you don't have.
The whole idea is for you not to sell out.
Yes, and you're supposed to provide.
Is it supposed to be
a solid
as soon as possible?
Let's say we are all alcoholics. When we come to the safe space, we don't have to feel ashamed.
Alcohol is different. Alcohol is legal, so.
But sometimes it's out of control.
Like there's chronic.
You'll be more willing to look for help than somebody who's a cocaine addict.
I feel like those who take in a lot of alcohol.
If you wait,
you know what cocaine and problem like can do to you.
They can damage you.
They will damage you.
Like I feel like alcohol, you don't need a safe, space for you to know that you need help.
If you can't support it, don't buy it.
Exactly.
Looking at the credibility of safe spaces. That's more of my issue, because their credibility is what they stand on to get people to come to them, to talk to them. So if you manage a safe space or if you're in charge of one, no matter the problem that comes to you, you should be able to like have the sense of maturity to be able to say that, okay, fine, regardless your problem, I'm going to help you. They're supposed to earn their credibility to be able to attract people to come to them, to be able to express whatever problem. What do you think are... You have something to say?
Yeah, I was thinking that with safe spaces, you can start really small, maybe a hotline where people can maybe
call.
Depending on what you deal in, you just give them a hotline where people can call in and talk to you about, and you take them through like some counseling. Then with time, they'll keep referring you to other people who are alike or similar or need similar help. So with time, you build your people and then you do a session with them where they can feel open and safe, and then you do an activity or something, something nice for them.
What do you guys think are criticisms of safe spaces? I know one. They enforce biases.
How so?
Since the idea isn't that common to Ghana, I can't use Ghana as an example. But then, in places where they are common, they are not allowed in certain places like schools because people use it to enforce a bias. So it's like rapists on campus.
Hmm.
They don't know, or they know they are raping people. Or people have been raped on campus, rather. And they go to a safe space. And the safe space is like... No, wait. I can't use the people who have been raped
an
example.
I see where you're coming from, but... Let me see.
Maybe.
People who use drugs.
Maybe drugs.
Yes, drugs on campus especially. Let me use the campus idea. So, it's like... We are like a group of friends. We use drugs on a normal...
And we are creating our own safe space. Sort of a bias. Yeah.
So, it's just like... That is the bias where they enforce whatever they do. All those wrong. Do you get it? So
but,
I feel like
as much as you should create safe spaces, they should adhere to the laws in the country, because you do not want to create a safe space that would attract unnecessary negative attention.
Tramadol is legal, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
So
it's a medicine, yeah.
If there are a group of people that abuse Tramadol and they create a safe space.
We like how Tramadol makes us feel, so we are going to link up every day at...
How do we go about
it? But the whole idea of the safe space is for you to recognize that there's a problem which needs a remedy.
Here's a case where, fine, they recognize you have a problem.
No, but then are they willing to stop?
Does not necessarily have to identify a problem. Just have to find solace in something.
Yeah. There's that, and there's those that find the problem and help to fix it.
Yes.
Here's a case where we abuse Tramadol, right? And we've identified each other, and we've decided to create a safe space. In a sense that we are not here to help us solve our problem, but then we are here to find more people who enjoy abusing Tramadol.
And not like, you know.
So in case society cracks down on us, we have like some boys or some group of people that can also rebel and say that no, this is how we feel about the whole thing, so you shouldn't exactly ban us or stop us from using it. So that's how they enforce bias.
Isn't that the same thing with LGBTQ? It's literally a safe space, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it were Ghana, like in abroad, before like it got legalized, you understand what I'm trying to say? It's one of those things that they have to come together and fight for their rights. So it's not illegal per se, but it's not legitimate, and they want legitimization. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So they form a safe space, and they're loud enough. And now, in most countries, at least most Western countries,
that's true.
Yeah. So that's a typical example of a safe space. They're not really looking for a wrong, but actually pushing their own view.
You see,
do you get it?
I feel like as long as your agenda doesn't cause harm
to or worsen, some people, you know,
okay, to people, you know, like the Tramadol, it will cause harm. To cause more harm than good.
Do they know that?
What?
The people who abuse it. They feel good about it. That's why they do that.
But you just use the word abuse. You get it. You know,
than good.
Abuse because of its perspective. LGBT that's why. But
they are doing their own thing. It's their body. It's their life. They want.
Isn't that the same argument the Tramadol people can make?
No, it's not.
It is. It's because it's my body. I am not harming you. I'm taking pills into my own system, a legal pill to make it even worse. You understand? It's not like even cocaine. It's like a legal drug. So it's like
a legal drug then, that can kill you. And it's like fine. Alcohol. It's like cocaine. It's like
no. This might sound very radical, Sophie. This might sound very radical. But if somebody can say, "It's my body, and I choose to be with the same sex. I choose to be
it's,
with
you know, it's illegal a queer. To kill yourself, isn't it?"
Yes, but then that's the thing. So there's nothing like I'm doing it to kill myself, because no one can say you're killing yourself unless they see that you're killing yourself. Am I making a clear point? You can't say I'm going to drink at the bar so police come and arrest me because I'm killing myself, even though I'm a notorious alcoholic. Do you get the point?
You're a human resource, right? So you don't have to think of it from the other perspective. You don't have to, like, I feel like Tramadol falls under drug use and abuse, and you can get addicted to anything. Addicted to para, you can get addicted to anything. So you can get addicted to coke, and you know, I have a friend, she got addicted to coke and she lost teeth because, like, you know what coke does, it erodes your teeth.
That's true. So
somebody is destroying
we tried our best to dissect the safe spaces in Ghana topic. Maybe some opinions might step on some people's toes. Maybe they might not. Maybe some of you find it cool. But then, it's an opinion.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to hold them by it or by the teeth or by the neck just because they've expressed their opinion. So, we're coming to our next segment. That's the 9-question segment. Charlie. You were.
She's a hype man. Appreciate it.
Now, I'll start from you.
Oh.
What is something you feel everyone should be trained to be able to do?
Swim.
Facts.
That's true, though.
The world is 19%. That was 17%.
17%.
Facts.
That's
a fact.
How about you, Jeremy?
I'm going to bite on the idea.
Swimming?
Yeah. It's more important than it's one of those things that you don't know you need until you need it. Like, we don't know that we have to need to swim, but if there's a flood right now, we are drowned, they'd be like, hey, mini manga.
That's true. How about you, AC? How about you, AC?
I think everyone needs to learn a trade.
A trade?
Yeah. Like something to do with your hands. Yeah.
Interesting.
I think necessarily you have to be trained to like maybe something crafty, because those are the things that make money. Maybe beads or buttons, something.
So the next one, if you didn't have to worry about money, what is something you do all day? If you didn't have to worry about money,
I'd make music and talk and chill all day.
Okay.
Chill all day.
I'll travel
and make music.
Yeah, I'll travel and make music.
So,
how about you, my boss?
I like watching the sunset, so maybe I'll just lay in the sand and listen to music.
Really, all the money in the world.
All the money.
You want to watch the sunset?
You don't have to worry about money. And sunset is your.
Maybe they'll be bringing the distance.
Okay.
Very calm.
Yeah, calm. Listen, but I wouldn't mind traveling.
That's cool. Yeah. I would travel.
Travel, yeah, most definitely.
What's the worst date? What's the worst date?
Please let me start. So this guy,
it's a show, you have
she
to
really
feel
wants
free.
To stop
the boy. So you like, I kind of just say, no, and no, so it was a date,
right?
And then I don't know if the movies that people watch get to them.
Mm-hmm.
You see how they kiss on the first date and stuff. Like, this guy wants to get touchy, and I stand at Marina Mall. Like, are you okay? Like, that car park.
So
we are standing at the car park, and he's trying to do that. I'm looking into your eyes. We are waiting for the Uber. And I'm like, first of all, the food wasn't even nice. So me, as I'm standing here, vexed. Like, no, like, you guys need to relax. You get me? No,
even if it's copying the movie safe. Don't they do that at home?
Oh my lord.
Oh my guy Rash.
Yeah, in Ghana. Like, people want to
my
act
guy
as
Rash.
These people that they grew up there and they brought them here. They are really worrying us. So
that's one hell of a date.
So Charlie, like, you know, I've already told you how I like wings, and the wings at that side was terrible. So me now vex. And you know when you go on a date and the person is just talking about himself or herself?
Oh. Right.
Yeah, like the wings bad. You're talking about yourself. You want to kiss me at a car park. Like, Charlie, everything was wrong.
Three strikes, you knew.
You did about one day. You gone, nigga.
But how about you, AC? What's your worst date?
Okay, so I remember a long time ago, I went. I also went on a movie date, and when it was he first of all, the guy told me that.
Just say over no.
Oh, it was like we hadn't met before, so the guy told me that it's not a date. Like, I'm sure he was scared. Like, maybe I'm not fine or something.
I think he's not fine.
No.
Why do you think he thinks he's not fine?
No. Maybe I am not fine, because he was like, I was like, is it a date? He was like, no, it's not a date. We are just hanging out. Okay. So I went to meet him at the mall.
Ooh.
And
you're thinking a movie there. What can go wrong?
Right.
Yeah, and we're everything. So yeah, when I met him and we're chatting, like, I was trying to talk to him. Like,
chatting,
when I met him at the mall, like, before the movies, and I was trying to talk to him, he was shaking, and I was like, hey, what's going on here? Like, and he, like, it was very, I don't know whether it was shyness or
for the guy
or something. Aww. But it made things awkward.
Yeah,
do you understand? Because the way things were supposed to be, it wasn't
going
so when we were watching the movie, he couldn't talk to me, he couldn't come in, like, he was just looking.
Maybe the friend is over him.
I beg you.
What belief do you guys do you have that most people disagree with? Jeremy.
I don't think everybody is necessarily supposed to be monogamous.
That's cool. How about you, AC?
Okay, so what do I believe in that a lot of people disagree to? Me, I don't know. I have a lot of strong opinions about feminism, right? But I think a lot of people agree to it.
Give us something specific. I give something specific. Tell us something that you believe that people don't agree with.
Okay, so I believe in fair treatment or equal treatment among women and men. For instance, when a guy, you shouldn't praise something a guy does and shame women for the same thing. Okay. If something is bad, it should be bad for both men and both women. For example, when a man is cheating or when a man has multiple girls, it shouldn't be supported by his fellow men. If we agree that it's bad, it's bad. Or else, when a woman also has many men,
you should understand she might not be monogamous either.
She should be praised, because if you are going to praise a man, you praise the woman too, because she's doing her. She's
just a bad bitch.
She's hot girl summer, thing. Please.
So, where would you like to retire? You, Mamia, your mouth open.
You what?
Your mouth open.
When?
Or where?
Retire.
Like what country?
I don't know, but I really want to go to Singapore.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
Canada. On the outskirts of town.
Okay. That's wrong, though. That's wrong.
Canada is wrong.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong?
Should be in Switzerland.
Hey, no, it's too posh. You. It's too posh. It's too posh.
That's you.
And they live a very
classist kind of lifestyle.
Well, me, if the world hasn't ended by then,
Italy,
because climate change is real, guys. I don't know, but
that's true though.
30 years, if we are still here, I'd like to have my retirement in the Maldives, chilling in the beach.
Okay, what brings you joy the most?
I love to make people happy. I love to chat. And so I love to sing.
So that brings you joy.
Yeah, that brings me joy.
Why are you laughing? No, you laughing brings you joy. You know that you're laughing.
I don't know. I feel like I'm one of those people, like I'm a showstopper, you know? Like if you're going out and I'm not there, like the place is dull.
Hey.
So like when I get there,
Jeremy, what brings you joy the most?
Joy, deep, like joy. I think creating. No matter what it is, whether it's
relationships bring him joy.
No,
bro, for Sam brings him joy. Waka bro, for no Beyonce
here. No, yo, you people are not allowed to move to Jeremy. No,
no, you girls have things on your heart you want to address.
Creating stuff.
We will address it after the podcast. But personally, creating stuff. Whether it's poems, writing, music, whatever it is, it just makes me happy.
Okay. Would you have all the traffic lights you approach turn green, or never have to stand in line again?
Jeremy, this one's for you.
Would you rather have
all the traffic lights you're
about to approach being green?
Green or never stand in line again?
I don't do either. Like, I'm one of those people. So, I don't drive. So, I don't know what the hassle of being stuck in traffic.
So, you like traffic?
I'm barely on the road. Unless I have somewhere to be.
Charlie, so the queue, either way, the queue.
And I don't queue. I don't go anywhere.
No, like thinking about it. The queue will move.
Have you seen some queue before? Ghana card queue. Have you seen it?
Oh, that's why you gotta distance. You gotta know someone.
Gotta distance.
Yeah, like queue. The queue. Nah, queue. The queue will move. Come on, we've all bought watch it before. Like those things. The queue will eventually move. Come on.
Someone has been in watching line for 2 hours.
Then you and Kasa, you don't want to eat. Because of watch it, you're standing in the line. Why? There's no.
If they bleed.
There's no other alternative.
As your mouth come.
Yeah, exactly.
1 AM, Anaju.
How about you?
I think I will be a superstar, and then we don't do Q, so
maybe. Ooh, cheese.
Sorry, oh. But yeah, same. I don't like traffic, so I'd rather prefer all traffic lights turning green.
Turn green.
I don't mind standing in the line.
Okay.
Please, final question.
Oh.
Would you marry a 10 with a bad personality? Sylvie, I'm starting with you. Would you marry a 10 with a bad personality or a 5 with a good personality?
Why is the option of no marriage there?
Nah, you gotta choose one though.
I think 5 with a good personality. Already, like,
men and casa.
I feel like most women do not care about looks. Most, if you are being serious, like, men are just men, you know. Yeah,
you
men
are women.
Actually, you but she said you're ugly.
Say
boy, your looks be basic, like
basic.
Mediocre.
Like there's nothing special. You guys don't bring anything to the table.
Honestly, how many boys are drop dead 10? Think about it. How many boys are
drop dead
10? Just men. They are nice. They are man. That's all we can say about
them. All of us.
All of them are drop dead 10s.
If they all
Osaze Akil, all of them Osaze Akil level 10. Fire.
Why is he the market scheme? He be like ace to me.
Your niggas are fire, bro.
I see them, you'd be like, it's to be so so. Because me, the man, niggas, so.
I feel that energy.
You have to be like,
yeah, so I'm saying, like, men are just, you know, men. You know,
women are just women. Women are just women too.
Usually, they're not even. Women are, most women I know, they are not even looking at the, you know, it's more of what you do to get them. Yeah, the romantically and all those things to get them. It's not about your face, because there are some of the guys like you see the beautiful girls. Listen, like me, let's be serious.
I see some people don't marry them outside.
I see the chat, but that's a story for another day.
Chat some things.
How are you? How are you? Yeah,
it's cool. So I, yeah, 5 with a good personality.
Okay, Jeremy.
It depends.
It don't have to depend on anything. You have to choose.
How bad is bad personality? How bad is? I'm somebody that I really value looks. So how bad is a bad personality?
If it's very like, bad,
shit, like you like, nag sometimes.
No, it's not nagging. Everyone nags. She's going to like, stress you.
Bad, like physical, like.
Like nasty, she's annoying like you.
If I when wake she, up in the morning, I'm hung. I
when she
my
comes
life.
Around your bossy. Friends, when she comes around your friends, she's always complaining about how they look, how they do their stuff. That's
crazy. Bossy. You know what crazy? A crazy.
She likes to order you
she
around.
Like if we're married, I'll wake shouting. Up and I'll hate my life when I see my wife.
Yeah, that kind of
probably.
But you if like models in that lingerie, I'll be like, oh, I married good.
Yeah, that's
yeah, it depends for me.
It doesn't have to depend.
So you can live through that.
Rihanna is a 10 for me.
So you can live through that. This marriage,
let's be serious. Most men are looks.
See, honestly, so let me be honest with you people.
Yeah. But like, the question said marriage, Joe.
Drop that honestly. I'll marry a 10 with a shit personality.
Goodbye, Alan. Goodbye.
I feel like
you have come to the end
I can fix that.
My children are going to bring me joy. So give me my children.
I don't know what's going on.
I need my children and go away.
The look side.
Honestly.
Well, see, he needed backing. When Alan said that, yeah, I know.
Give me my children. Give me my children and go your way. Like,
you don't value marriage.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
That's not the argument for today.
No, that's what it means.
So I thank all of you for listening.
Wow.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate you.
Wow.
If you've managed to get to this part of the podcast, Mami and I, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
You see, your selfie's been a thing when I did it.
I wish you reach.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.